Praise God, praise Jesus. It's good to welcome you to this session. This is Spirit and Life. And yesterday we started a series, I'm calling it a series already. But anyway, I believe God is speaking to us, and it's a blessing to have you. I just want to put something to play in the background. And this is just as we await people to come in, because I believe that God is going to speak to us and in a very special way. And I will encourage you to welcome someone. I'd encourage you to invite someone to this broadcast. Thank you. If you're there, I will encourage you, if you can share this broadcast with someone who's coming in, so that we can worship God together. Yeah, I believe that God has something to speak to us. God has something to share to us. Yeah, so I'm just trying to, share it on my Facebook again. Yeah, so I'd encourage you to share the same. I believe that there's something that God wants to speak to us today. I believe God is wonderful, He's gracious, He's glorious, and even as people come, thank you for coming. We're just going to be worshiping God together, as we know that God has a defined purpose for us to meet and to worship God. God has a defined purpose for us to meet. Let us enjoy the worship song as it starts. Let us worship together. We're going to be speaking to through God's word, and God is going to speak to us today in a special way. Spirit and Life, we're going to experience the Spirit of God in a special way. My name is Emmanuel Soma. I love the Lord Jesus, and it's a blessing to be with you. God, thank you for joining in. Thank you, my brothers, my sisters. Thank you. Let me just adjust the screen so that I'm able to see who's joining in. I think it's important, and I know that there's a reason why you're online. So if you can share this with your friends, with your brothers, with your sisters, just tell them we're going to speak about God's things. We're going to worship the Lord. Oh yes, God, we love you. We worship your holy name. We adore you. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your glory. We're going to be online just for 1 hour today, and in this 1 hour, we're going to experience God's presence. I know that God desires to speak to us. He desires to minister to us. He desires to release His revelations, His rhema. I believe it's a set season that God has prepared to speak to us. And I know that indeed there's a miracle. Are not enough. Oh yes, amen. Is they always fail me. Thank you, Lord. Shada bakabose, eli bakashe, eli buko shada darabose. Rika di bara baba babushe, eli kora baba babashe, eli kora baba bakase, eli. Yes, Lord, we glorify your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you. We lift up your holy name. Thank you that you are God. You are wonderful. You are gracious, O God. Indeed, you are God. And there is no one else like you, precious Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, God, yes, God. We worship your holy name. We thank you. We thank you that you are God and that there is no one else like you, God, precious Redeemer. God is good. He's so faithful. He's wonderful. My God, we exalt you. We magnify you, Lord. We exalt you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we glorify your holy name. Sharaba wakasa tidi tidi deba amba kasha da 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 bose de 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 da 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 karaba baba bose de 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 bokusa da da de 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 bose da karaba bose. Ah, yes, Lord, we worship you, God. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, God of us, Jesus. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Take all the worship. Thank you for my viewers all listening, oh God. Lord, you speak and minister to us, oh God of us, in a special way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are God and you are holy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up on high, oh God. Thank you that indeed there is no one else like you, Jehovah God. We bless you, God. We adore you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your blessing this day, this morning, this evening, this night, wherever my viewer is watching. I know that, Lord, you have called them and indeed to experience your grace, your truth, and your mercy. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. May your name be praised and be worshipped and be glorified. Amen. So I just want to welcome you, my brothers, my sisters. It's another session of Spirit and Life. And yesterday we started on questions and on a series where we're looking at the encounter of Jesus with Nicodemus. And I believe there was so much that we started to learn, but we realized that there's so little time. But I believe that today is also another session that we can listen to God's word, and I'll encourage you to share this broadcast, invite someone, and let us listen in together. And I know that there's a reason why God is going to minister to us. So for now, I'm just going to read the word. We are reading from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and we'll just read the first 13 verses. And it says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows everywhere it chooses, and you hear its sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you not thou a master of Israel, and you do not know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, and we speak from what we do know, and we testify to what we have seen, and you have not received our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has gone up to heaven but the one who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Yeah, so this is what we started to speak about yesterday. And one of the things that we looked at is that we recognize that Nicodemus was not just a simple man. He was a Pharisee. He was a teacher. He was, you know, the Pharisees were the religious leaders. He was a ruler. He was a man of authority, you know, and he was a Jew. And, you know, Jews, I mean, they had the law, they had the understanding, they believed they were the teachers or the custodians of the truth of God. And yet we see that Jesus comes into their midst and starts teaching with a different type of authority. There was a mark and distinctive call of Jesus that he was not teaching as the teachers of the law taught. The teachers of the law taught based on their understanding. And the challenge is that they used the scriptures to oppress the poor, to oppress those without knowledge, those without spiritual knowledge. And the Bible describes them as blind guides in that they hold the key to knowledge, but they stand at the door of the kingdom of God. They themselves do not want to enter, but also they do not allow those who want to enter to enter. And so Jesus came to break that veil. He came to break that barrier. And so as Jesus taught, the people followed after him because he did not teach like any of their teachers. He taught as one with authority. And that is a distinctive mark of people that God has called. They teach with authority because they are not teaching from their own human perspective, from their own human effort, but they are teaching based on what the Holy Spirit has taught them. And they've been authorized by the Holy Spirit to speak of him and to speak of the realities of him. And so one thing that we see is that now when Nicodemus met Jesus, he came at night because he was ashamed to come during the day because of his title, his capacity as a ruler. But you can see he acknowledged, and not even just him alone. The Bible tells us in verse 2 that we know that you are a teacher sent of God. You know, the things of God are the things of God. And even if people do not accept or people doubt, I tell you, when they know it is the things of God, they know it is the things of God. And so when they knew it was the things of God, they had to come to him and acknowledge, tell me about these things. And Jesus gets straight to the point and says, except a man be born again, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And yesterday we talked about the two births that I expressed here. Unless you are born of water and born of the Spirit, you cannot be born again. You cannot see or perceive the kingdom of God. And we talked about being born of water. You can look at that, the various options, being born of water baptism or being born of the Word of God, which is the water, or being born of the natural birth. And then being born of the Spirit is the most important that makes a difference in the life of a believer. And we spoke about the three areas of a man. There is a physical dimension, that is his body. Then we have his heart or his soul. The soul dimension. The soul consists of your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotions. There's a soul dimension of man. And then we have the spirit dimension of man. So what happens when someone accepts Jesus Christ is that their spirit becomes regenerated. Their spirit becomes alive. It becomes active. And you become a spirit man. For lack of a better word, the word that the Bible uses, that Paul uses, is if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That means creation started again. He's a new creature. And the reason that I'm sharing and I'm teaching this is because we need to understand who is this new creation that God has created to be in his image and likeness. Because you see, when God made man, he wanted to make man in his image and likeness, that he might have dominion and have authority. And in the Garden of Eden, when God made man, is that he placed him in the garden and he breathed into him and he became a living soul. But you see, when we speak about Jesus Christ, he's no longer a living soul, but he's a life-giving spirit. The new man, that is the second Adam, or even described as the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit. So everyone who is in Christ, Everyone who has enters into the revelation of being in Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, comes to the experience and to the understanding and to the spiritual birth of becoming a life-giving spirit, because Jesus Christ is our firstborn. We are born according to the kind of Christ. And so in that new creation, I will be using the word new creation, but later on we will get to a full understanding of what this new creation is about. But this new creation is a spirit that is made alive. It is quickened by the Spirit of God. And there's an intermingling of that. And the best that Paul could describe is that this is just a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And now you can live from your spirit. Because Adam only lived from his soul. His rulership and his dominion over the earth, spoken of by God, only operated from his soulish dimension. And you see, that is where many people who currently rule our systems, rule our world, operate from. And they have established the systems that will dominate others. The type of education that you're given, the type of learning, the type of jobs you can do are limited. They are geared towards making you to a certain cadre of life. But I spoke that those who operate from the flesh dimension will only experience the results of the flesh dimension. And those who operate from the soul dimension, those who have activated their souls, those who have activated their minds, those who have engaged their intellect, their will, their emotions, those who have, for lack of a better word, emotional intelligence, those who have mind, intellectual intelligence, those who have will, power, those also have shown to rule over those who do not have that, because the second dimension and the third dimension is higher than the other. It's in progressive levels. And that is why you find they're billionaires, because they have engaged their soul, they have engaged their mind, they've engaged their will, they've engaged their intellect. And anytime you'll call them for meetings, well, sadly, they will just tell you, no, it's just hard work, you know, all this. But if you dig deeper, you will find that there is something that they access. There's a spiritual knowledge that they have accessed. There's some revelation that they know of that you do not know of. But I'm introducing you to the highest revelation and to the highest place of understanding. And the highest place of understanding is the place of the spirit life. And that is why, as you join in, please just share this broadcast. Thank you to see you, Anthony, Maulana. Thank you to see you, Pastor David. Thank you to see you, Esther. I'm glad to have you in the days. Just share this broadcast, that someone else can really come and understand what is the spiritual birth. And this is what Jesus told Nicodemus: except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We will have to come to the point of spiritual birth, and the point of spiritual birth only comes at the cost of the cross of Jesus Christ. There is no other access to the spiritual birth that God expects and receives. Many people try to access the Spirit through various ways, but there is only one way to the Father. And Jesus said this: I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone that comes to me, I will not reject. Jesus has never rejected anyone. And so the spirit life is the process, you know, when your spirit, the human spirit, transitions from death to life, when the breath and the Spirit of God comes and gives life to the spirit of man. And with that, a new creation is born. And this new creation is actually born a child. And that is a reality that few people will ever understand and will accept. The new creation is born a child. And children need to be fed. Children need milk. And that is why the doctrine is there. There is teaching of the word of God. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 tells us, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk by which you may grow in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. The Bible says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, the milk of the word of God. I tell you, growth in the things of the spirit is not time-based, because spirits are not limited by time. Time does not exist in the spiritual realm. And growth in the things of the spirit is based on your hunger. I'll repeat that. Spiritual growth in the things of the spirit is limited by your hunger. It is not by your age in salvation. You might be 20 years in salvation. You might be 30 years in salvation. But unless you purpose to grow in the things of God, you will remain a spiritual babe. And that is why Paul said that, I wish I could address you as spiritual, but I cannot, because ye are yet babes. Because among you there is so much envy, there's so much strife, there's so much looking at men. Who is this? Who is that? I follow Paul, I follow apostle. Are you not acting like mere men? Now, when says that, are you not acting like mere men? It's like he's trying to tell you that I don't expect you as a believer to be at this level, because you must come to the understanding of the spiritual birth that you are born into in Christianity. When you accept Christ and you become a new creation, and this new creation has the life of God, the Zoe life of God. When Jesus says, I came to give you, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life, and life in abundance. That life in abundance is the Zoe life of God. The Zoe life of God. And this life of God is the God kind of life, or the life of God. Basically, God comes and gives you his spirit, and he transitions you to receive the life of God in you. And the life of God starts to work in you. The Zoe life of God starts to work in you. And has everything that you need, all potential that you need for your life and godliness is in that Zoe life of God. And that is why you start to learn from him. You start to be taught from within. You start to hear the voice of the Spirit from within. And Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. For whoever that drinks, out of his bellies shall flow rivers of living water. There are rivers that are within you. There are rivers that God has deposited in that Zoe life of God in you that you receive when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There is a depth of revelation. There's a depth of insight. There's a depth of understanding that is encapsulated in that Zoe life of God that comes complete, yet will still stay small until it is exercised, until it grows, until it is established. That Zoe life of God comes with everything that you need. 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that his divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. God has encapsulated everything that you need for life and godliness. I want to separate those two things. Life is everything that you need for your family, for your marriage, for your business, for your academics, for your destiny, for every decision that you need. His divine power has given us all that. Can you say that word? All that you need for life. Even if you were to stop that word verse there. God has given us, his divine power has given me, Emmanuel, or me, David, or me, Anthony, or me, Esther, all that I need for life And then it says ungodliness. Because many times we assume our interactions with the Spirit of God are only for the spiritual, only for the godliness. That, of course, is the first priority. But you see, to Jesus, he says that I have redeemed for myself a king, a people, a kings and priests. So that means there's a priestly dimension of this new creation. And there's a kingly dimension of the new creation. This priestly dimension of the new creation is the one that worships God, is the one that is able to commune with God, is the one that can only worship the Father, because it is we only worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We can only worship the Father in spirit and in truth, because those are the kind of worshipers the Father is looking for. So the spiritual is also for the physical life or for the natural life. That's why his divine power has given us all that we need for life. And I really want that revelation to sink in you. That which you need for mathematics, that which you need for intelligence, that which you need for your family, that which you need for your destiny. Everything is encapsulated in that life of God that God has placed in you when you receive him as your Lord and Savior. Then you experience spiritual birth. If I stop that statement there, it will be wrong, because it says through knowledge of him. His divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. It is only by your experiential epignosis, knowledge of God, that you receive every blessing that God has put in the Zoe life, in the spiritual life, in the spiritual birth of the new creation. It is only as you know God. It is only as you're exposed to the things of God. It is only when you encounter people who are teaching the realities of the Spirit. It is only when you come to that full understanding, to that full revelation, that you are a new creation in Christ and you have received something that is so powerful, something that is of not of this world, something that is the Spirit of God in your spirit. And that is why we are told that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in you. God dwells in you. Christ, this is the mystery that has been hidden from generation. This is a mystery that Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can you imagine? Christ is the Spirit. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the resurrected Christ, the Lord, he dwells in your heart. He dwells in your spirit. He is carried and contained by your body. There's a hard truth, but it's a reality of the spiritual path. And until you grow, you remain a child. And this is not about denominations. It's not about catechism. It's not about where you've been trained or where you are brought up or the Bible schools that you went to. Unless you exercise and you come to eat of the Spirit of God, unless you commune with the Spirit of God, unless you experience the Spirit of God, unless you desire to know the Holy Spirit, unless you come to know the Spirit of God that has come in you and he becomes awakened in you, the rivers will not flow. Yet you've got not just streams, not just a cup of water, but you've got rivers in your belly. And those rivers are streams. They are streams of wealth. They are streams of wisdom. They are streams of power. They are streams of insight. They are streams of revelation. They are streams of prophecy. They are streams of gifts of the Spirit. that are contained in that life. That simple truth is what transforms the life of a believer from now and forever. So accept a man be born of water and be born of the Spirit. Unless expect a man receives that spiritual birth, he cannot see, he cannot enter, he cannot perceive, he cannot know, he cannot experience, he cannot say he knows God, he cannot know the truth, he cannot come into communion, into fellowship with God. And sadly, we have so many spiritual babes, for lack of a better word, 20 years, 30 years in salvation, or 10 years in salvation, who have refused to grow. And the Spirit of God, the Zoe life of God, is just in them, calling them. Please wake up, read your Bible. Please wake up, pray today. Please wake up, confess your sins. Please wake up, don't fall into sin. Please wake up, speak kindly to your spouse. Please wake up. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Sons of God. Those who continually and perpetually, to the end, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit are the sons of God. Oh my God. Spiritual growth is not based on your age. In the spirit, there is no time, but it's based on your hunger. It's based on your revelation. It's based on your understanding. It's based on your knowledge of the Zoe life of God, of the spiritual life of God. That is why Spirit and Life. John chapter 6 verse 63. If you're wondering why I've called this Spirit and Life sessions, Jesus said that the flesh profits nothing. It is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that quickens. The words that I speak to you, they're not just words, but they are Spirit and Life. They communicate the life of God. And anyone who's awakened to truth knows that I'm speaking the truth. Because the Spirit of God from my mouth is connecting with the Spirit of God in your life now that you have accepted Jesus. And is telling you that though I don't understand it, this brother is speaking the truth. And truth is older than language. Truth is older than insight. Truth is truth. That's why he's called the Spirit of Truth. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide us in all truth. I want to stop here today. I know God has blessed you. And I know if you have learned something today, I want you to share this broadcast. I want you to share this, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube. I'll put it up on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel called Spirit and Life. I want you to share it. I want you to, this truth to go out. Go back to my first session, Spirit and Life 1, Spiritual Birth 1. Go back to it and listen and soak in. I'm going to build up on it. And with the help of God, if God allows me, I'll be here tomorrow. And I will share as much as God has put in my life. We are still in John chapter 3. Verse 1 to 13, when Jesus introduces the concept of spiritual birth, except a man be born again. He cannot see, he cannot perceive, he cannot experience. So, my brother, my sister, you need to be born again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you for my listener. I worship you I adore you. I glorify you, Lord. Rimaya Kabosheka, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the Spirit of God, the Zoe life of God. And I thank you for anyone there who wants to experience this spiritual life of God. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I have sinned. I accept that you paid the price for my sin when you died on the cross. And in that process, I received eternal life. I received the Zoe life of God. I received the spiritual birth and I became born again because you made peace between me and God. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, that you have come into my heart, teach me that I, the new creation, will grow in the things of the Spirit and to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ, I pray and believe. Amen. My brother, my sister, if you have said this prayer, you have come into the spiritual bath. You are now born again. And there is the life of God in you, the Spirit life that is now going to start speaking. The Holy Spirit will start speaking to you through your spirit. You're not going, there are those who hear audible voices. There are those who hear senses. There are those who hear various things. And those are things I'll teach. God will help you. The grace of God, I'll teach you how to listen to the voice of God, how to know the voice of God. But there is something that is encapsulated in you. There's a mystery. There's a mystery. And I pray that God will help you see, making all men see. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And see you again as the Holy Spirit allows. I love you. Shalom.